Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at PKEquipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Well, cash cattle business is expected to remain sluggish through most of the day as packers and feeders start the process once again. The short holiday week will likely disrupt the overall routine during the week, with both sides desiring to wrap business up late Wednesday in order to enjoy the long holiday weekend. Light to moderate trade developed late last week, with trade at $109 in our part of the country, about a dollar lower than last week. Futures are expected mixed in light to moderate trade today. Now, firm pressure in nearby live cattle futures at the end of the month was offset by firm late-week interest in feeder cattle trade. Traders were not only adjusting month-end positions, but were wrapping up second-quarter activity, which led to limited market shifts on Friday. Feeder cattle trades expected to focus on grain market direction, as the wide market swings from Friday will likely increase volatility during the early part of this new month. Hog traders watching for trade direction and the potential impact of an announcement of a ceasefire in the ongoing trade war with China. Following trade talks last week in Japan between the two countries, President Trump announced that a ceasefire had been reached, although it's still unclear what the timeline for additional talks will be or if either side will be bringing anything new to the table following the souring of the process over the last few months. On the grains, wheat contracts mixed to weaker, caught between neutral USDA data Friday and the realization much of the recent wheat strength has been tied to corn. In addition, the Southern Plains saw a big harvest weekend, with another mostly open week expected through this coming Sunday. Corn prices are higher to begin the holiday shortened trading week, ceding floor leadership to soybeans following Friday's USDA reports. The post-report confusion is as high as we've ever seen it, with traders not sure what to believe after USDA posted such a large bearish surprise on planted acres. And soybean futures are higher, adding to Friday's impressive rally on the back of supportive USDA data. Now, we're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
Well, August live cattle was down a dollar Friday at 104.35. The October down 90 cents, 105.42. August feeder cattle up 105, 136.85. September up 60 cents, 136.70. July hogs down 172, 72.10. August down 117, it's 76 even. Kansas City wheat, July was down 16.5, 451.5. September down 20 cents, 461.5 penny. Chicago wheat, July down 19.5, 528. September down 19.5, 527 and a quarter. July corn down 19.75 at 420 and a quarter. September down 21 cents at 424 and three quarters. July soybeans up 12 cents, 899 and three quarters. August up 10 and three quarters Friday at 904 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.